Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in Portmarnock, pop into the White Sands Hotel. The Oasis Bar and Restaurant just below our studio here is fantastic. It really is. Great food, great atmosphere, great bar, great staff, great everything, in fact. And while you're here at the hotel, you can get your car valeted in the car park around the back, or you can take your dog for a shower in a fabulous, it's a brilliant facility, actually. A doggy shower out the front of the hotel. You know, the way that you come up off the beach in Portmarnock and they're covered in sand. Well, give them a shower before you head off home. Anyway, the White Sands Hotel, we're very grateful to them for their continuing support of myself and Jeremy and all of us on the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Well, it's a conversation that Jeremy and I were having a couple of days ago. And I'll tell the story. So I came into our studio here and I just happened to say to him, I've just been in Lidl down in Portmarnock and they had a special offer on Easter eggs. Why don't you go and get the kids some on your way home? That was the conversation.
Yeah, it literally came out of that. And I explained to Adrian, I said, I've already got the we got talking about Easter eggs anyway, because I bought our kids Easter eggs about a month ago. And he said, yeah, but you can get them more because there's a deal on.
I said, and it was a great deal.
Yeah. No, I know that. And I said, no, they've got one each and that's all they get. And that sparked off a conversation between me and him. And he was like, no, save it for the podcast. Save it for the podcast. We'll do it on the podcast. But the heel of the hunt is.
Well, I even said then, well, I'll buy them for them if you won't. And you said, no, you won't.
So
isn't that what you said?
Yeah. Now, this is, I want to say from the offset, this is not something myself and my missus agree with. She is against me on this. And I have to fight every Easter because of this. I limit my kids' Easter eggs to one.
Per kid,
one medium-sized egg. And I also tell their aunties and their grandparents that I'd prefer if they bought them clothes and stuff for Easter, or whatever the case may be. For my uncle, it'd be credit for his Nintendo Switch or whatever the case may be. But I don't want a flood of Easter eggs coming in on Easter Sunday. And in fairness, not one of my family or my wife's family have ever gone, oh no, they haven't questioned it. Just said, fine, you're the parent.
So you're asking people that would get them something different. Easter is Easter eggs. That's it. That's what you give.
The fact is, if we're going to be exact about it, not one of you listening to this is religious. So, you know, Easter is about religion. It's about Jesus.
But then get no Easter eggs.
No, but that's what I'm saying. So the whole Easter egg thing.
But no, my point is, since time began, since I was a kid.
Oh, no, I get that, yeah.
Easter eggs. Your granny gave you one. Your uncle gave you one. Your mammy and daddy gave you one. You got loads of Easter eggs.
Yeah, and look how many fat kids there are going around at the moment. Ireland is in the middle of an obesity crisis.
Oh, give it over. It's one day a year.
You see,
it's literally one day a year.
Okay, this whole thing about...
So your kids are getting one Easter egg each, that's it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That size?
Yeah, and they will get clothes from grandparents
but
or whatever the case
Easter
may be.
Easter isn't for clothes.
But it can be, or they get books or whatever, for whatever the case may be, whatever they're into, and that's up to the... And it's nothing to do before anybody comes on and says, scabby, singy...
Yeah, but that's exactly what they're saying.
It's hardly the money thing. Jeez, Easter eggs are as cheap as chips at the moment. So it's nothing to do with... it's nothing to do with the cost of it. It's to do with sending out the wrong message to children. Now, before you all come on and rip me apart, I have expert backup on this, which we'll come to in a second. I don't know if how many of you are actually aware of this, but there is a huge childhood obesity epidemic
but
in Ireland.
But your kids aren't obese.
No, they're not.
Just not a pick on them.
And they never will be. They never will be.
And you think having three Easter eggs is going to suddenly make them obese? No, it's not. It's ridiculous.
No, but
it's one day a year. I just can't get my head around this. It's one day a year.
It's one day a year, but it sets a precedent. It sets a precedent that it's okay to gorge on chocolate for one. It should be never okay to gorge on chocolate. The amount of, let me just see actually, calories in a...
It's one day. Okay, if they were eating 10 eggs in the one day, I'd say, yeah, that's bang out of order.
Well, how many is okay?
Spread it out over a couple of weeks.
No,
but then that defeats the purpose. Because you said a second ago it's only one day, and now it's a whole it's a week.
No, I wouldn't expect them to eat 10 eggs in the one day, I'm saying.
Well, but which is it?
It's one day a year. Let them get 5, 6, 7 Easter eggs.
So a small-sized Dairy Milk Buttons Easter egg is 697 calories, which, by the way, will take you about... This is an adult. It will take an adult about two... Okay, well, do you want the medical advice or not? It would take an adult about two... hours of high performance cardio to work that off. So it would take a kid a lot longer. The point is, it's not even about that. The point is you're sending out the wrong message. Now, myself and my wife, we argued about it last week when I said I want them only having one egg, and we came to a bit of a, because that's what marriage is all about, meeting it in the middle. And she said, well, how about we get them a little bags of those chocolate coins as well? So I said, fine, but they can have them.
Such a big deal out of something so ridiculous. It is one day a year. If they were gorging on chocolate every day of the week.
I will not have unfit, overweight kids.
You're not, and Easter isn't going to make them unfit or overweight.
And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. There's so many overweight children in Ireland, and the parents are to blame for this. Nobody else. Kids do not buy stuff. You buy the stuff for them. So it's up to you as a parent to take that you don't need more than one egg. You literally don't need one. Adults only get one egg each, don't they?
Anyway. Who's this expert anyway? Obviously, you're going to be able to get somebody, doctor to say something.
I did a little interview with Donal O'Shea. Now, Donal O'Shea is, don't listen to me on this, listen to Donal on this. Donal is an expert in obesity, okay? And unlike all of you with no medical qualifications, okay, this man actually does have medical qualifications. So don't listen to me. Don't listen to yourselves. It's only one day. That's a bullshit excuse. If you can't come up with a better excuse, don't bother ringing the show, because I don't want to hear it's just one day, because it's not just one day. Because if you bought 10 eggs for your kid, I assume...
Because nobody buys 10 eggs. They might get 10 eggs from aunties and uncles and grandparents.
Okay, so I assume the child isn't going to eat 10 eggs in the space of 24 hours.
No.
So then it's not just one day. So cut the bollocks of it's just one day. It's not one day. Some kids get so many Easter eggs that they're still eating them come the end of April. And that is wrong.
So come on, tell me about Professor O'Shea.
Well, he believes that Easter eggs are too big, which again, and people saying as well, Easter eggs are smaller than they ever have been. They're the exact same size. You can get them in different sizes, yeah? You can get them like small, medium or large. And the Easter eggs are still the same size. The calories are still the same size. Listen to what Donal had to say to me.
Well, I think what you see basically is any special occasion now is centered around, for kids, food and excess of high fat, high salt, high sugar food. That's addictive kind of food. It gives you a chemical buzz, and you want more and much wants more. And you know, I'm a fan. I enjoy chocolate. I have already bought my kids their Easter egg, so my kids will be getting an Easter egg each. They will not be getting one of the enormous ones, and they will not be getting 5 or 6. I mean, I'm hoping in Ireland we're not as bad as the UK with an average of 15 eggs. I mean, you know, and they won't eat that in a day, but they will do damage to that over a kind of a week or two.
Absolutely.
It's an extreme kind of excess. And then the next time, you know, when Halloween comes or, you know, Christmas, every single time
it's all junk food,
you've got to go bigger. And that's the problem. And we are in the middle of this public health crisis that you're kind of hidden in kids, because kids don't generally have the medical effects of obesity. Yes, that doesn't happen until they're in their late teens or 20s, but it's just brewing up the most perfect storm for our health service that's already.
Now, it's interesting that you say that you're giving your children one egg. You said singular, one egg, and I'm glad you did say that, because this year I've told all my child's grandparents and aunties, uncles, the whole lot, I've told them that we do not want Easter eggs from them. And like yourself, and it may sound a bit self-righteous, but like yourself, we are giving our child one medium-sized Easter egg because I do feel that children gorge on too much chocolate. And I think one Easter egg for a child is more than enough. So each of your children will get one egg and that's it. They won't be allowed eggs from family or friends.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have a little bit of a reputation within my family. So they won't be arriving around on Sunday with bags full of Easter eggs. But by the same token, Easter is it's a lovely time of year. You know, the hour has gone forward, so it's brighter. And, you know, you want your kids to enjoy Easter, have an Easter egg, but just not 10.
I know, when you see photographs on social media on Easter Sunday of children sitting around 10 Easter eggs, I'm just looking at the list from the UK, and the average child in the UK on Easter Sunday will receive 4 small chocolate eggs, 5 medium, 4 large, 4 bags of mini eggs, 4 cream eggs, and 3 chocolate bars. That's a total of 24 different chocolate items. Would your advice to parents be to limit each child to one Easter egg?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, you know, one Easter egg, if it's a medium-sized Easter egg, is going to be of the order of 750 kilocalories. That's half a kid's nutritional requirement for a day without any vitamins, without any minerals, you know, without any nutritional benefit. It's kind of pretty much empty calories. And so one egg... And don't make a big fuss about it's not restricting. You know, yes. One is plenty.
One is plenty, says Professor Donald O'Shea. Now, obviously, a doctor like him is going to say stuff like that. Okay?
Well, they're the ones that have to deal with
answer me a question then. How many, because Jackie wants to know the answer to this, how many eggs did you get as a kid? And don't say one because I won't believe you.
I can't remember.
I used to get loads.
No, I probably... treats weren't a big thing in our house. We weren't allowed to have fizzy drinks and all that. Kids nowadays are just... they're shuffled shite into them. And that's the reason that Ireland has one of the highest obesity rates among children in the world, by the way. In the world. More than... listen to this. This is going to shock you. This is in Ireland, yeah? More than 300,000 Irish children are now considered obese. 300,000. Well done, parents. Well done. You should be proud. Take your hat off.
And that's
that.
All to do with getting more than one Easter egg.
It's all to do with the parents. It's absolutely all to do with lazy, 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 lazy.
You
parents.
Are literally the Easter Grinch.
No, it's
you
not.
Really are. No, so honest
my,
to God.
My kids will have a great. Kids don't need more than one egg. They literally don't need more than one egg.
Obviously, they don't need more than one egg. But to be telling family, and I get Professor O'Shea saying he has a reputation in his family, obviously because of his job.
Because he sees the side effects of childhood obesity.
So,
but no. Listen here, parents. If you want fat kids, give them 10 eggs. If you want, if your goal in life, yeah.
Here, if your kids eat 10 eggs in the next week, they're not going to get fat.
It's a slippery slope. In fact, their first caller is going to explain how it's a slippery slope. But if you want fat kids, yeah, who when they're in school they're wearing size 12 school clothes when they're only 8 years of age, go ahead, knock yourself out, buy them as many eggs as you want. Won't be happening in my house.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you would like to get involved in this. Let us know what you think. One Easter egg is all Jeremy's kids are going to get. I'm calling him the Easter Grinch. He's saying, oh, my kids won't be fat. Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Good, thanks, Robbie. Well, what's your reaction to the Easter Grinch here?
I agree with him. I mean, you know... I think parents need to take more. I know you say it's only one day, but I mean, overall, parents need to take more responsibility for, you know, making sure their kids don't get into, you know, nasty habits like that. And, you know, did the eat well balance? Because as I said on Facebook, I'm obese. Now, I'm not going to blame my parents because I'm well old enough now where I've had many years to deal with it. And I, you know, obviously try, but anybody who has been overweight will know that it's very, very difficult to lose it.
Is that because you had a load of Easter eggs as a kid? No.
Well, it's not, I'm not only because of Easter eggs. Like, you know, I was never denied. Like, you know, if I was given 5 Easter eggs and if I was to eat them all in one day, I wouldn't get told off for that.
Yeah, okay, so you believe that parents need to start doing things like this, need to start getting stricter.
Absolutely. I think, you know, I think in all walks of life, people nowadays will agree that parents let their kids away with far too much.
And they need to clamp down on Easter eggs. That's one of the problems, is it?
It's, you know, it's a minor problem, but it's still, you know, it's still part of a bigger problem.
Okay, well, stay there for one second if you can, please, Robbie. Robbie agrees with Jeremy. 1 Easter egg per child. You see, it's just, Robbie, it just sounds so mean.
But it's nothing to do with me. It's more mean.
Let me put it to you this way.
It's more mean to make your children obese.
If the family's poor and, you know, for whatever reason, the family, they can only get 1 Easter egg. Is it still me and them when they can only provide 1 Easter egg?
No, but Adrian is being ridiculous here. He's claiming that the reason I only get the 1 egg is because of money. That is not the reason, Adrian. I just don't want...
I'm not saying that.
No, but that's what Adrian's trying to claim. I don't want fat kids, Adrian, because as Robbie...
If you allow them to eat chocolate morning, noon and night, yes, you're probably going to get fat
it's
kids.
It's a slippery...
This is the one day.
Adrian, if they have 5 Easter eggs and they have one on Sunday, and then you have 4. Let's say they eat a full one now, a full Easter egg, a lot of chocolate. But let's say that on Monday they have 4. Daddy can have a bit of Easter egg. Tuesday, Daddy can have a bit of Easter egg. Wednesday, Daddy can have a bit of Easter egg. Thursday, then it's a week of excess, you know, potentially excessive amounts of sugar.
I know, but then it's over. Then it's over.
No. I said a bit of like a bit of an Easter egg is still excessive amount of sugar. So if 1 Easter egg does 2, maybe even 3 days. Now you're talking. Now you're up to 2 weeks with those 5 eggs.
Ban Easter eggs.
Nobody is talking about banning Easter eggs. Stop being so dramatic. Stupid. Jesus Christ. We're talking about everything in moderation, Adrian. Now you're a man that doesn't do stuff in moderation, so we don't expect you to understand that.
I just don't see what the problem is.
You don't see what.
When I was a kid, we all had loads of Easter eggs. There was no fat kids when I was younger.
Even though an obesity expert literally just told you what the problem is, you say I don't know what the problem is. You didn't listen to him, did you?
I'm saying I don't see the issue for the sake of one day a year.
So there was no fat kids when you were young. There was no. I can guarantee you, if I was to look at stats back in the name, you would find a level of just because there was no fat kids in your area.
There was always fat kids.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in some more calls on this. And let me go to line 2, and that is Claire. You're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Claire.
Hey, guys. How are you keeping?
Good, thanks, Claire. Well, what's your view on this? 1 Easter egg for the kids.
I'm not saying 1. I think everything in moderation. And I do agree with Jeremy. Last year, my daughter got 12 eggs.
12?
Yeah, because I have such a big family on both sides, and all the aunties and uncles, granny and granddads all bought eggs. And this year I asked that it was just myself and her daddy that got her an egg, and that if people wanted to get something to buy clothes or the kids' Smith's vouchers, because I just found granddad had Easter eggs still in the freezer at Christmas time.
Right, okay. So let me find out then, what happened? 12 last year?
12 last year, and that was from my brothers and sisters and our dad's brothers and sisters, okay. And granny and granddad.
And that's what aunties and uncles do. They buy Easter eggs for the kids, right? So what happened with the 12 eggs? Were they all consumed?
No, they were not. She was still opening Easter eggs down on granny and granddad's at Christmas. They were sitting down for a cup of tea, and the granddad would keep them in the freezer, and they'd have all the grandkids would sit down and they'd have a piece of chocolate with a cup of tea in the evenings, like on a Saturday or Sunday. But I found in my house that she was constantly asking, oh, Mom, can I have another little bit now? Can I have another little bit now? And it was going on for weeks. In my house at the moment, I still have Halloween sweets.
Okay, so
crap, she got a Halloween.
So of the 12 eggs, how many did she eat?
God, I wouldn't know, because on the day, for that weekend, she probably had 1 or 2, and like that, then every weekend going over to granny and granddad's, they'd have a little piece of chocolate after their dinner with a cup of tea.
So
this is going on months
So 12 eggs last year. Have you sent out the message that you don't want her to get 12 eggs this year?
We did, yeah. We've asked for clothes from granny and granddad, and then the aunties and uncles were all doing either a fiver in the card for the kids, or they're getting Smith's vouchers that they can go out and buy some toys.
Okay, so you would prefer if she didn't get 12 this year?
No, she's definitely not. She's actually going to London now with her dad over to London for the Easter weekend. So she's actually opening an Easter egg with me tonight, and like that, she'll have an Easter egg on Sunday, and that'll be it.
Right. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you want to send us a WhatsApp voice note, we'd love to hear from you.
The message is coming in a hate towards me for simply saying, don't let your kids get fat. How could someone be triggered by me saying you shouldn't have fat kids? Why would you... by the way, it is a form of abuse and neglect to allow your children to become obese. That is one of the worst things you can do to a child, because you're literally setting them up for a lifehood.
We're talking about Easter eggs. I agree with you about obesity.
You're literally setting them
one
up
day
for
a year with, more than one Easter egg.
You keep saying one day a year. It's not one day a year. It's for a month.
You don't get Easter eggs any other time of the year.
So you want kids to eat 12 Easter eggs on Easter Sunday?
No, obviously not.
Okay, well then stop talking through your arse.
Eddie has been in touch with us on 085-825-2626.
Good afternoon, lads. That's a good topic today. Here's my two bobs worth. It's not essentially Easter that's the problem. That's a specific time that you should treat the kids. The problem is every other fucking day of the year is like Easter as well. Kids eating shite 24/7. Sugar, 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 from fizzy drinks to fucking chocolate to God knows what. It's like when you were a kid. When I was a kid, you got a treat every now and then. And then when you went to school, there was always a piece of fruit in your lunch. Even now, I work night shifts, right? I go to work every day. I always have a banana and a couple of satsumas, right? When was the last time you seen a kid eating a piece of fruit? It just doesn't happen anymore, you know? Even Halloween now. Again, go back to when we were kids. Nearly everything was fruit in your bag. Every now and then, you might get a little treat. Now you go around and the kids come back from their trick-or-treating and it's just full of chocolate. There's no fruit to be seen, you know? When you see kids going around at 10 years of age, fucking mouth like a burned-out fuse box, fucking piano teeth, that's horrible to see. I'm nearly 48. I've never been to a dentist once in my life. But the kids today, it's not their fault. It's their parents, you know? They're not giving them the best start in life. Fucking teeth hanging out ahead and fucking overweight. If you're gonna bring a child into the world, their health should be your priority, your number one priority until they're 18. Look after them.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
So Jeremy is one of these goody-two-shoes parents who is not giving or allowing his children to have more than one Easter egg.
Just before the break there, Eddie was talking about children having rotten teeth. This is a true story, by the way. I'm not making this up. My dentist, I had this conversation with my dentist about a month ago when I was in there getting a checkup. Mm-hmm. And my dentist says the amount of children that are coming in, that are coming into him, yeah, with rotten milk teeth. Rotten milk teeth. So their teeth are actually rotten in their head before they've even had a chance to fall out. Now, you lose your milk teeth at about age 8 years of age. So what fucking shit is going on in Dublin households where kids are literally having their teeth rotten in their head before the age of 8? I'll tell you what's happened. They're drinking cans of Club Orange because I see them outside my local spa. They're drinking cans of Monster. The parents,
and they had two Easter eggs.
The parents don't give a fiddler's fuck.
We're talking about Easter eggs, though.
It all adds up. It's just stop treating your children like garbage cans that you're just shoveling shite into them.
Are you finished now?
No, I'm only starting.
Jeff, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jeff?
Hey, Adrian. How's it going, mate? Good.
Good, thanks. Well, Jeff, what's your view on this?
Mate, I think it's just moderation. Like, you know, you got to have some eggs for Easter egg, you know, for Easter Day. You know what I mean? My kid last year had 20 Easter eggs for Christmas.
20?
Yeah, mate, yeah. Yeah, and then she does two Easter hunts as well over here in Australia, yeah. So I just think it's moderation, where you just have to give it some, you know what I mean?
So she got 20 eggs and also went on an Easter hunt and got more, did she?
Two Easter egg hunts that morning, yeah, and got more, yeah.
So how many would she have gotten in total?
I don't know, mate, because the other ones and Easter egg hunt are only small ones, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Okay, but let's deal with the 20 then. 20 Easter eggs. Yeah, I assume from family and friends and whatever.
Yeah, family and friends. Yeah, over here. Yeah. So, like, you just got to give it to moderation. You know what I mean? Like, just a small bit of time,
okay,
you know?
Okay. You're one of the most stupid people I've ever spoken to on this show.
Because Matt, you're the one that only seen 11 fucking on the Christmas trees,
Let me explain something to you, Jeff. By the way, my house is a very happy house. Thanks, mate. Let me explain something to you. 20 is not fucking moderation. It's not 20.
You don't give them 20 in one day, mate. You know what I mean? It's a long year. It doesn't expire. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And you're proud of the fact that you literally let their
I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of it, but if someone gives them a prize, you're not going to throw it in the bin, are you?
You tell them before, sorry, I don't want you giving my kids shite.
Oh, it doesn't work like that, mate. You know what I mean? As a kid.
You see, you're a typical parent who can't say no to the kids. You can't say no to them. I see it all the time at the checkout of my supermarket when I'm paying for the stuff, and kids see an aero bar and they think, Mammy, want the aero bar. Oh, just get the aero bar because they want an easy life. Say no to your kids, Jeff. You know what? By saying no to your kids...
Are you paying attention to Parent of the Year, Jeff?
No, I'm not parent. I'm not Parent of the Year. No.
The way you go on, you'd swear you were.
Oh, no, I'm not Parent of the Year, but I'm saying, say no to your kids. That is disgusting. You're setting them up for a life of obesity. You should be
my kids are fit as, mate. They do swimming and everything over there. They're fit as, so yeah.
And when you hear that sort of attitude, Jeff, what's your reaction to that?
I just like to know what Jeremy's like when he's a kid, mate. How many eggs he was getting at Easter, you know what I mean?
He says he doesn't remember, but I know you probably had loads.
I grew up in a house where sweets and fizzy drinks weren't allowed, but I was fine. I was absolutely fine.
You didn't have any Easter eggs?
No, I probably got one. In fact, I did. I got one Easter egg. It was a York Easter egg I used to get. Remember the cement truck Easter egg? I used to get that. Oh, my God. My childhood was so terrible.
And did aunties or uncles not buy Easter eggs?
No, I remember. No, it's just gone OTT now. It's gone OTT.
So, Jeff, would you not think of saying to family and friends in Australia, listen, I'm going to restrict her to one egg?
Nah, mate, nah. I've got two kids, so I just share them between them. But, yeah, so I eat them myself, you know what I mean? Like, you pass them around, you eat them yourself, you know what I mean?
Well, you're going to be on the phone to us in 10 years' time going, oh, geez, I don't know why my kids are so fat. There's nothing.
But, mate, I'm telling you, they're fit as, mate. She's the best in the swimming class over here, mate. So she's fit as, so, yeah.
So she's a good swimmer. So that doesn't mean anything.
He's saying she's not obese or anything like it.
It creeps up on you. That is ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. It's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard, that you literally don't know how to say no to your children. Do you know how to say no, Jeff?
I do, mate, but do you know what it's like as other kids, huh? I just love to see your household, mate. You know what I mean? Love to see it. The stories you come on with on here, mate.
Sir, you don't think my kids are happy on Easter? Do you think they're running around depressed on Easter?
I won't think so, mate. I won't think so if they weren't allowed to go on an Easter egg, to bring home a few eggs. Okay. I won't think so, no. Everybody else be doing that.
What you need to do is you need to bring your kid to your daughter to your GP, and you need to ask your GP.
Don't be lecturing him on how to be a parent.
I will lecture him out to me because he doesn't know how to be one. Bring your daughter to the GP and you speak to your doctor right in front of your child and you say, doctor, is it okay that my daughter gets 20 eggs?
But she doesn't eat them all in one day, mate. I'm trying to say that to you.
Obviously, she doesn't eat them all in one day, but she's 20 eggs, even if she's eating one a day. That's a whole month of gorging on about 400 calories of chocolate every day. That is wrong.
But he's trying to tell you that despite the fact that she had 20 Easter eggs last year, she's not obese, she's fit as a fiddle. Is that right, Jeff?
Thanks, Adrian. At least you listen, mate. At least someone listens properly, yeah.
No, I have his word to go on it, but I don't believe him. I think it's wrong. And then they all... Parents like you, you all wonder why your kids won't go to bed at night, where they won't go to sleep either. They have a 10.
My kids are in bed at 6 o'clock, mate, over here. 6 o'clock.
Parent of the year
6
here.
O'clock, mate.
You don't... When they're not concentrating in school and all that, and they're hyper... And the running around.
It's all because of Easter eggs.
Well, it's all because you're literally. If you're going to make fun of it, I just won't talk.
Oh, you're going to storm out, are you?
I won't storm out. I just won't talk.
I have to ask you a complete by the way question. How long are you in Australia?
My 15 years over here, citizen, everything, yeah, all set up over here. It's pretty good over here. So,
because you've
if
got
anybody's in Ireland and depressed, come to Australia.
What part of Australia are you in?
I'm in Western Australia in Perth, mate. So, yeah, it's booming over here. There's so many jobs and everything. It's booming. So,
very good. Yeah, because you
can't get workers over here.
Because you're the strangest accent I've heard in a long time. Such a mix of an Australian accent and an Irish accent.
Oh, mate, it's everything. Yeah, it's everything. Yeah. I'm telling you.
It's brilliant. All right. Stay there. And we really appreciate you listening to our Opinions Matter podcast in Australia. So, thanks very much.
No worries, mate. Yeah. Cheers.
Stay there for a second.
I feel bad about lecturing now, but he needs to be told. He needs to be told. He's clueless.
He needs to be told.
He's literally clueless.
Who am I going to? John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Angel? How are you?
I'm good, thanks, John. Well, John, one Easter egg. One.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. You know, like, here's the thing, and we all know this. You know, I've grown up, I've got a big family as well, and my kids have got Easter eggs tenfold every year. And I mean this, every year of their lives. My daughter got 15 Easter eggs last year. Now, the fact of the matter is, it's not going to be any different this year. It's not. Now, I just wanted to say to Jeremy, my daughter's not obese, and she got 15 Easter eggs.
So well done.
Probably
well,
since she was born.
Give yourself.
Since she was born.
Give yourself a medal. Give yourself a medal.
What are you talking about? Now, his daughter's not obese.
Well, I want to know where you're coming from on this one, Jeremy, because
Jesus, have you not been listening for the last 20 minutes? I think it's quite bloody obvious.
For the last 16 years of her life, she's been getting 15 Easter eggs. She probably gets about 4 or 5 selection boxes at Christmas.
Yep.
We all know how many sweets the kids get at Halloween, bags of the stuff. But my kids aren't. My kids were never obese. So where are you coming with this, Jeremy?
So
where are you actually?
So fat children don't exist. Yeah. They're not even
that's others. Not what he's saying.
Oh, did you? You're
linking, and the professor is linking childhood obesity with a couple of bloody Easter eggs.
Well, let's not listen to the professor. What would he know? What would the professor know?
Well, you see, he has to say these things, Jeremy, and he's going
to
say these
things.
What do
you mean
he has to say these? And he's not going to come on to you live on air and have a chat with you and say, look, it's okay to give the kids a few Easter eggs once a year or a few selection boxes once a year or a few sweets at Halloween. He's not going to do that. And we all know that.
Because he's the one you
said. Like a profession.
You simpleton. He is the one that is dealing with childhood He's the one that is dealing with childhood obesity when a mother brings their child.
I can guarantee you he's not dealing with obesity because it's fucking a few Easter eggs.
Jeremy, hang on. Is he trying to claim the obesity expert isn't dealing with obesity?
Okay. No, the fact of the matter is... The fact of the matter is... Kids aren't obese just because of a few Easter eggs.
No, in the same way, a man isn't an alcoholic because he had one pint of beer.
Correct.
Okay, so it's the exact same.
Here we go.
Sorry, what do you mean, there we go?
You're correct. There's a lot of people out there that can have 2 or 3 pints. They're not alcoholics. You know, it's all moderation, Jeremy, as that man said last year.
Okay, well then we agree with each other. It's all moderation. Yeah?
We don't.
Yeah,
because you're the one here saying... You're saying here, hold on for a minute, Jeremy. You said giving any more than one Easter egg is absolutely ridiculous. What you're giving to the kids, it shouldn't be done.
I'm confused now, John. You said everything in moderation. One egg is moderation, so 15 eggs.
One egg is just stingy.
But the fact of the matter is, you're a hungry fucker. We all know it. And the fact of the matter is, even though my daughter's going to get 15 Easter eggs, you said it. I'm reckless, I'm careless, I'm a bastard parent, and this, that, you're. But the fact of the matter is, Jeremy, and you know it and I know it, my kids aren't obese from Easter eggs. This is what we're talking about. I tell you what the kids are obese from, Jeremy. They're obese from McDonald's, the Burger King's, the KFC's, and the absolute fucking shithead in this appearance of cooking at home proper food. That's what the kids are obese from. It's not from Easter eggs.
Well,
it's not from a few selection boxes at Christmas and a few sweets at Halloween.
See, the whole thing about this conversation is, Jeremy, that Easter eggs are an Easter treat. They're a treat. You don't eat them all year round. They're a treat for Easter. And if you get more than one, you're not going to become obese. No harm done.
It's just
not a hoax.
It just sets a precedent there that kids think it's okay to go.
It sets a precedent that every Easter, which is once a year, you might get more than one.
Give it over. Yeah. Once a year, Jeremy Dixon. Once a year.
But not in your house. Your house sounds like it's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. They get 20
selections. It's once a year.
Selection boxes,
I can tell you
Easter eggs, Halloween.
There were so many Easter eggs last year. that they were here. They were sitting here months after. I actually put them in the bin.
Sure, yeah.
I said, ah, sick this. I'm sick of looking at them. But and I was genuinely...
Well, then stop buying
them. We melted them down. I didn't buy them. You know, people bought them for me.
Well, tell your relatives that you don't want 15 eggs.
No, I won't be. Because it's once a year. And the fact of the matter is, let them enjoy it, Jeremy. Jesus, what a Grinch. You're an absolute.
So do you think your kids... just shut up for a second. Do you think your kids are going to have a worse or a better Easter than my kids are?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
Oh, you, God, you're so stupid.
100 million percent.
You're actually so
stupid. They have a lovely little selection of Easter eggs. God love your kids there with that, sitting there with that one Easter egg. Yeah, absolute. Fuck are you?
First of all, don't fucking bring my kids into it and tell me how my kids are going to feel on Easter. Secondly, you know what I'll do? I'll post a photograph on our Facebook page of my kids to show you how happy they are on Easter.
Hold on for a minute, Mr. Dixon. Whose kids are going to be happier on Easter? My kid with a 15 Easter eggs, or your kid with a one Easter egg? Tell me who's going to be happier.
My kids, because they don't have a prick.
My kids at the end of the day. Who's going to be happier?
My kids, because they don't have a prick for a father.
Well, you go away all that. You look at you.
Here,
look
you relax there, for God's sake. We're talking about a father. You didn't call the last fella in Australia a prick.
Well, he didn't bring my kids into it. He's telling kids my kids aren't happy.
You said it. You were getting your kids one Easter egg. I'm not bringing your kids into
it.
I'm only saying.
My kids are very happy. Thanks very much.
Stay there for a second, John. Stay there for a second.
That's bang out of order.
Relax there, will you?
Thanks, yeah. We bring your kids into it then. No, if that's the way you feel about it.
I haven't bought them an Easter egg yet, but I will.
You know what I'm saying.
Let me go to this WhatsApp voice note that has just come in to us from Sean, who isn't happy with Jeremy either.
Afternoon, lads. How's it going? I didn't realise he's employed fucking Ebenezer Scrooge there. I think at times you just have to tell these experts and fucking whatever just to piss off. I think it's all down to moderation. Everything in moderation is not too bad. Like, it's the same with McDonald's. Don't be giving your kids McDonald's every day of the week. Once or twice a week isn't going to do much, you know, as long as they're eating healthy the rest of the days. The same with a fucking Easter egg. If they get 5 Easter eggs and they eat them 5 Easter eggs over a period of 4 or 5 weeks, it's not going to do much. They're going to be bleeding active in between eating these eggs. As I said, everything in moderation. You need to stop fucking letting a lot of these bleeding experts tell you how to live your life when these are out probably doing the same. And if parents want to get 3, 4, 5 eggs for their kids, let them. It's nobody's fucking business. They're not doing any harm. Have a good one.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Now, a second ago, we played the voice note from Sean, who's not happy.
There's the quote. Oh, jeez.
What?
I just feel like banging my head against the wall. The quote of the century from Sean there. We need... This is what he said. You can rewind it back if you want to hear it again. We need to stop listening to fucking experts.
Yeah. Stop letting experts dictate how you live your life. That's what he's saying.
Oh my God, we need to stop listening to experts.
They're
literally experts because they're experienced in that field, you absolute...
Stop living your life by experts. That's what he's saying.
Stop listening to experts. So, Sean, the next time your car is rattling, the next time the engine in your car is rattling, don't go to a fucking mechanic. They're experts. You know what you should do the next time your car is rattling? No, I won't shut up. The next time your car is rattling and you think there's something wrong with your engine, John, go to the dentist. See if the dentist can fix it for you.
Niamh, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niamh?
Oh, good lad. Jeremy, I have to say, you needed an extra stuff
you
because you were like on one today.
I'm literally wound up like a good... No, people are wound up. I'm wound up like a grandfather clock here. Like, did you hear that spanner? Don't listen to experts.
Look, Jeremy, you've seen my message. The reason why I don't get my kids loads of chocolate is because other people get them loads, like their nana, the granddad, blah, blah, blah. You know, the usual, the neighbours, whatever. So on Easter morning, I will have an egg, which will be a Kinder egg each, and a pair of pajamas each for them. And the nana, I think, has a Kinder egg for them as well. They just get too much. It's the same with the selection boxes that time of the year. There'll be about 20 million selection boxes in the house, like, and you're like, oh, for fuck. Like, it's just too much. They just get way too much.
Okay, so give me an idea then, last Easter, or even this Easter, how many eggs will they get?
I got them one egg last year as well, but we went out onto the road and we do an Easter egg hunt on the road, and they'd be all like, you know, all the little Cadbury's cream eggs or, you know, all the little small eggs. And what we do is then everybody goes around their basket. We all meet in the middle then, all the kids do. They put all their chocolate into the middle and we share them out evenly for the kids. So it's not just the egg that they get on Easter morning, it's whatever they get out on the road as well.
Okay, so but then do family and friends get them Easter eggs as well?
Oh yeah, Jesus.
So how many in total would they've had last year?
So I'm looking at the top of my fridge now and there's already four on top of my fridge and it's not even Easter yet and they're from people already. So I'd say there's another probably four coming their way from other like neighbours and their nana and granddad.
Now, why don't you do what Jeremy did and tell all your friends and family, no Easter eggs. I'm getting them one, you're not to get them any.
I would normally say stuff like that, but they don't listen, so there's no point. I might as well be talking to them all, like...
Well, that's so wrong that they don't listen to you. They should. Like, yeah. At the end of the day, you are the child's parent. And in fairness, you sound like a better parent than the other one that's on the other line because you actually are trying to
It's not about them being... Cause like, my little girl's just they're eating a big plate of tuna dish. She's two.
Yeah,
tuna,
which
she
is
has.
Brilliant.
Tuna and sweet corn. Like... I do give them treats. They have treats, but in moderation.
Absolutely.
Definitely in moderation.
Okay, so if the kids have eight eggs, what will happen to those eight eggs?
I'll probably give them to somebody else.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll probably give them to somebody else or they'll probably go into the bin or something like that. They won't eat them all. They'll be there for weeks, like a bit of chocolate here and there or...
You won't eat them all, no?
No, well, I probably would have a bit, yeah. Kinder egg, definitely, yeah.
Nice. John, are you there?
I am, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So
there's a mother saying that even though they get a fair few eggs, they don't eat all the eggs. She gives them away or throws them in the bin.
Everybody's at their own version. The fact of the matter is, even if they did eat the eight eggs that they got, they wouldn't be obese from them. They wouldn't be. It's a fact. I'm making that fact. You know, you could not be obese after eating eight Easter eggs over the next 6 weeks.
Tell us about your medical qualifications, John.
He doesn't have any. He's already said that.
You see, here's the guy, and I wanted to say that to you, Jeremy Dixon. Here's the guy's part about it. You listen to every professional every day of the week, you would not be living, literally. You'd be eating porridge for the rest of your life. You know, we all know that. You know, health professionals are not going to tell you to eat an Easter egg a day or to eat this a day or that a day. We all know that, Jeremy. Don't be so condescending on that. The fact of the matter is, kids are not obese over Easter eggs. They're not obese over Easter eggs.
Jeremy, the
simple fact of it is, right, is that there's guidelines. There's a guideline out there for adults, women and men, right? Of how many calories you can eat. That's for an average body weight. If you have somebody that's 6'4" and you have a man that's 6'4" and a man that's 5'6", they're not going to consume the same amount of calories. One is going to consume way more than 2,500 calories because his body needs more than a fella that's 5'6" and that. They could be the same.
Well, the fact of the matter is, what's your name, Wendy, is it?
Oh, Niamh.
Niamh, the fact of the matter is, Niamh, if your kids eat an Easter egg today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, they're not going to be obese. That's the thing, Niamh. What you're actually saying is that this is, you know, it's not. We all know that. Sure, of course, you know, but the fact of the matter is, they're not going to become obese.
That's the thing that I'm saying to you. They are not going to come up east just for eating a few Easter eggs once a year. It's not going to happen, Dave. And I don't know what, I don't care what way you put it. Oh, it isn't. Don't get me wrong. It's not good for them.
But John, you just shocked.
But if they wanted an Easter egg.
Okay, John.
If they wanted it, hold on, Jeremy. If they get an Easter egg a day for the next 5 days, it's not going to make them up. Okay,
you just shot yourself in the foot there because you said to Niamh there, you said, yeah, you're right, it's not good for them. So you've actually...
It's not.
Okay, so you've actually admitted,
Jeremy, is an awful lot of chocolate. But no, I didn't, because we're talking about once a year, Jeremy.
But you just admitted that you will happily...
We're not doing this 24-7, 7 days, Jeremy.
You will happily
we're doing it once a year.
You just admitted that you'll happily do something for your kids that's not good for them. You'll deliberately go out of your way to do something...
Oh, for fuck's sake. So who doesn't? It's Halloween, it's Easter, it's Christmas. I'm not saying to you already, Jeremy Dixon. This is the way it works. It's 3 times a year that the kids get to indulge in an awful lot of chocolate and sweets. 3 times a year. It's not going to kill them.
Okay, John, do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to bring in Jason, who's a little bit triggered.
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon, Nobbed. Jeremy, what's it like having an absolute perfect, perfect, perfect family? Perfect life, perfect family, perfect wife, perfect house. Dixon Manor, what? You're a condescending prick, Jeremy. You really are looking down on people because they might spoil their kids. I spoil my kids. Guess what? They're not obese. They don't bounce off the walls. They do sport 4 or 5 days a bloody week, Jeremy. Let your kids be kids.
And what about that? Let your kids be kids.
Hey, it's just getting into bullying now at this stage. Like name calling and all, perfect wife, perfect life.
You're the one who agreed to have the conversation.
Never said I had a perfect anything. Or like,
you lecture people like you are the perfect parent.
No, it's nothing to do with that. Jesus, and I've said this before.
Jeez, you nearly ripped that fella in Australia's head off him.
Yeah, giving his daughter 20 eggs. No, this has been days now. Granted, my wife is at work at the time, where I've given my kids a bag of Monster Munch for their dinner because I didn't have food in the house or I couldn't have been bothered making something. So we all fall off the wagon. But what I'm saying is that there is no need for a child to have that much chocolate in front of them. They won't be any happier. A child that has 5 Easter eggs, yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
It's not going to be any happier than my kids who have one.
As Jason said, let kids be kids. Like,
let them be fat. Is that what we're at?
No, you're being ridiculous again. John, I've been asked to play this voice note for you. Have a listen to this.
Hi, guys. Me again. Again, I'm just listening to that man ranting on there saying, oh, it's grand for them to have an Easter egg every day, blah, 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 blah. Like, if it was just a case of them having the chocolate, fair enough, but it's not. It's the fucking processed foods and the other shite that their parents are feeding them. That's what has kids obese.
Now, John, you did say that yourself. That's exactly what you said.
I did.
Yeah.
Of course I did. Because we, you know, and here's the fact that I'm Asian. We try cook the best of meals we can every day of the week, you know. And we do have a Chinese or a chipper day one day a week. You know, again, you know, we're not going to get obese from one day. We're not, you know, people are mad to think. And Jeremy, it's right by the J what he said there. Let the kids be kids. But like I said, I'm not counting it. 3 days in 1 year. Let the kids have their Halloween. Well, what's Jeremy Dixon going to say on Halloween on the 31st of October? Oh, the kids shouldn't be eating sweets.
Yeah, he does say that.
Ruin their milk teeth.
He does say that. He does say that. One selection box at Christmas. That's it. No more. Yeah.
I never said, by the way, that children will become... I know, by the way, the way metabolism works. Thanks, John. I never said that children will become obese because they eat 5 Easter eggs.
You said you were bad parents for giving them more than 1 Easter egg. I'm not a bad parent. I never was a bad parent.
You said you need to learn how to say no to your kids, John. That's all I said.
Really? I do. Of course I do. I know what... Listen, Jeremy, you don't have to tell me how to say no. I'm a parent longer than you will ever be. And the fact of the matter is...
I think you need to...
I'll educate you better.
No,
I can tell you now, I'm a parent longer than you, and I know how this works before you ever did. And the fact of the matter is, I know when to say no. Don't be so stupid and condescending again. Don't be.
By the way, there's no handbook on how to be a good parent or not to be.
You have it.
But I'm telling you...
You think you have it.
But I'm telling you...
I got there before. Jesus. Yeah,
stay there. I want to bring in Francis on this. Francis, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hello, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Francis. Well?
Jeremy seems to be going by all of what the experts say. You know, the people who know.
Yeah, the people who know, yeah. The people who studied it, exactly.
Yeah, well, when my daughter was 5 years of age. A professional doctor made a mistake with her and left her handicapped for the rest of her life. So that was a professional. I was a good mother. So if you want to continue following the professionals with even with the COVID and everything, you keep doing that, Jeremy.
Francis, with the greatest respect. Francis, with the greatest respect, the man we spoke to at the start of the show is a professor. A professor.
Yes, I was this doctor that in obesity. To my daughter.
I understand that, and I'm sorry that happened to you, but this is a professor.
No, I don't believe in any of them.
So you don't
believe
okay,
in
any
of them.
Okay, let me ask you then, Francis, about your opinion on a parent or a doctor saying kids should only have one Easter egg.
Tell them to fuck off. That's what I have. Let them have a life.
Let them have a life.
It's Halloween, it's Easter. I sit them down and say, no, you can only have one egg. Jesus Christ, we were lucky enough if we got one egg and if we got two, we ate them. And I'm not obese and none of my children are obese and none of my grandchildren are obese. And the Easter eggs, they're allowed to live, Jeremy. And I'm telling you, your kids won't thank you for it when they grow up.
They absolutely, they will. They actually will.
You're very positive about what's going to happen. I didn't know that was going to happen to my five-year-old daughter.
What I
meant by the doctors and the experts.
A good
mother.
Yeah, but Francis, with the greatest respect, that has nothing to do with the amount of Easter eggs that I'm giving my... Let me ask you a question. Do you honestly believe that when my kids are 30 years of age, they're going to bring me out for a pint one night and they're going to say, Dad, I want to pull you up on something. I had a shit childhood because you only got me one Easter egg at Easter. No, they won't. That is absolutely ludicrous.
You seem to know
my God, all children need. All children need is love and a warm roof over their head. That's all children need. They don't need all these.
Nobody ever said children need Easter eggs. But Francis and a lot of callers, as you've heard, are saying just let them be kids.
I'm not talking anymore about it, to be honest. I'm going to finish up by saying this. Yeah, here's what I'm going to finish. Yeah,
go on, play music. Yeah, go on.
Okay, if my children turn around at the age of 20 and say, Dad, you gave us a shit childhood because we only had one Easter egg, then you know what I'll do? I'll eat my fucking hat. But it's not going to happen. I didn't have treats. And by the way, just to finish up as well, you're saying it's only one day. You're assuming that children never get chocolate any other time of year. So this is bullshit. So you're all trying to claim that children don't... The only time the children eat chocolate is on Easter Sunday and Christmas Day. Would you come off and pull me the other one that's got whistles on it? Seriously. Done. Absolutely. Yeah. No chat at the end of the podcast.
Do you want an Easter egg?
I bought an Easter egg for me. I bought a bounty Easter egg for myself the other day. I should have it with a cup of tea tonight. Have the whole thing.
But you'd be obese then on Monday.
It's not the way it happens.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every time we upload an episode. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.